Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us. Commonwealth Motors. Ayla, what's good?
Oh, last week I did a story about Motorworks Brewery in Bradenton, Florida. Okay, well, they thought to think outside the box when it came to helping a local animal shelter. If you remember, Manatee County Animal Services, they get at least 20 animals dropped off at their shelter every day. They can't keep up with that demand, so Motorworks Brewery decided to help in a really unique way, and they put the pictures of some adoptable dogs on some of their beer cans, which we talked about last week, and it had some information about the animal. Well, after they did that, two of the animals instantly got adopted, which I reported before, but obviously many more people came to the shelter to adopt because of those efforts. And thank goodness to the good old doggy lord, because one of the dogs on the can was a terrier mix named Hazel. And 3 years ago, this is such a crazy story, Hazel went missing. She was on a leash outside when her owner went to go get her, and she was gone from the yard. Okay. After the dog disappeared, the owner moved. This happened in Iowa. She was in Iowa. The owner moved to Minnesota, and years passed until she spotted the picture of Hazel on the beer can as one of the adoptable dogs. Her owner has no idea how Hazel got all the way down to Florida, but because of that promotion on social media, she reached out to the shelter. Of course, the shelter asked her for proof that Hazel was actually hers, and she provided everything she could think of from photos to like vet records from when she had Hazel in her previous lifetime together. The shelter approved it and was like, oh my gosh, this is insanity. This is crazy. So the couple, well, it's not really the couple, the owner and the dog, Hazel, are about to be reunited in time to celebrate the dog's 7th birthday. And what's even sweeter is that a local nonprofit in Florida is covering the cost of transporting Hazel from Florida to Minnesota.
That poor dog.
I don't know how the dog got to Florida, but you know how.
Why couldn't they pay for the woman to leave Minnesota and go to Florida?
Maybe she didn't want to. Maybe she's like, you bring the dog to me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like,
but
there,
I saw this story and I'm like, there is a God, doggy God, because
of all the
animals to end up on the beer can and then be so far away from the owner and the owner reuniting with the dog that she lost 3 years ago, it like brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah, no, seriously, it's amazing that they found each other, and it's amazing the way that they found each other. I'm just saying, I think the dog's going to be like, could she move here?
Look, Florida's nicer and warmer.
It's 65 degrees outside. It's negative 50 in Minnesota.
I know.
Why do I have to move?
That's why I escaped from the leash in the first place.